Welcome to the Duty Drawback Podcast from International Tariff Management. Here at ITM, we help our clients secure refunds and reductions of duty burdens on imported and exported goods with more than 40 years of classification, free trade, and compliance experience. If you're engaged in international trade, you can expect to learn actionable tips and strategies that you can implement in your business to become a more profitable importer and/or exporter. Thanks for tuning in. Now let's dive into this month's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our podcast today. Today we are talking with Paul Goodale, who is the Director of Procurement for Jewelry Television. Paul, thanks so much for being with us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
I guess first let's start out with, why don't you tell us about Jewelry Television and your role at JTV?
Okay. Jewelry Television, located in Knoxville, Tennessee. We have one campus where everything happens. We have five studios. If you turn on the TV and see our station, our show going on, it's here in Knoxville. Our warehouse is in Knoxville. I mean, everybody, 1,000 people, we're all here. We buy jewelry from all over the world. It comes straight to Knoxville, and we inspect it and put it on TV, and you buy it, we send it to you. No stores, no middleman. It's a neat operation. I've been here just over 10 years, and I have a background in supply chain and logistics, more on the pricing, finance, contract side. So I came here to help them bid out some of their transportation and then just started doing some projects for them that they needed that they had not started. One of which obviously is duty drawback. And so I helped start that program for JTV back in 2000. Probably started working on it in 2014 and really got up and going in 2015. It took over a year and a half to get it up and running and just going back and forth and working with customs and getting everything set up. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that I believe that we started working with you in 2019. So what was your journey like when you started filing drawback or planning to file drawback in 2014 until our paths crossed and we partnered up together?
It was an interesting journey. I knew very little about duty drawback. I knew the basic concept and that was about it. So I had to try to educate myself and reached out to several partners, met with two or three, and then was told to which one to use. Was only my choice. And it went okay. I think we may have left some lost some opportunity in the beginning, just partly because I didn't know enough about duty drawback, and our partner had their way of doing things. Later, we decided to change partners and go with someone else who made 1,000 promises and delivered on none of them. And then they came back and told us that after over, gosh, a year and a half working with them, that they didn't want to do jewelry drawback. It was just too tedious, too labor intensive, and just did not want to go down that route after that. I thought and made it sound like it was not going to be a problem, that they had experience in that area before and everything. So that was extremely frustrating. I reached out to two or three people that dealt with international transportation and customs and everything, and asked for their opinions. And ITM was recommended to me very highly by multiple people. And so I got the contact information and reached out and contacted ITM. And it's been great. Customs can sometimes be a challenge to work with. And we've had multiple challenges, but ITM has been there partnering with us and helping us the whole way and getting us through some issues. And we're currently submitting paperwork and filing claims, every 2 or 3 weeks. So it's going smoothly now.
Right.
Finally. So
yeah, you're not telling us something we don't know about jewelry drawback being challenging. And it's a different animal. And I'm not surprised that you had some challenges along the way. But I'm happy that we've gotten everything straightened out for you. And I know we've worked through some issues with CBP. There've been some bumps in the road. I'm glad that we've worked everything through and that the filings are going smoothly now.
They are. Yeah. Everything is going very smoothly right now. And we're almost completely caught up. I am from going back, to where all of our, exports and everything has been, sent over to ITM. So there's a few stragglers, but we're almost all the way caught up to current exports and returns. So that's great. We've not been caught up, the entire time that we've done duty drawback. So that's a good feeling.
Yeah, with that 5-year window, a lot of companies are struggling just to kind of catch up and are operating against the clock so that they don't lose from that, the backside of the eligibility. And we do strive to get everybody right up to date. So it's easier for everybody. I mean, you don't have to go into the archives to get the data. It's recent and you just submit it as it goes.
Yes. And I always say real quick that I really wish back in 2014, roughly, I've been end of 13, I think it was 2014 when I was first reaching out, and we started this due drawback program. I really wish now, looking back, that I was able to reach out to ITM in the very beginning. I think, so much for our startup and the issues that we had, I think ITM would have been a great partner, from the beginning. So I wish I could go back in time and change that decision.
Well, we appreciate that, and we appreciate you telling our listeners that, because that's something we really pride ourselves on, is the personal approach and working very closely with our clients. CBP tends to throw all kinds of curveballs, and you never quite know what you're going to get, but working through it and having relationships with the representatives at Customs is, something that we can promote on our side, because we have 40 years experience working with them. We're not opposed to picking up the phone and calling someone we know personally to help navigate the decisions that they make. Would you tell everybody who's listening, if you don't mind, sort of what the process on your end is? I know that we did all the catch up and all the filings, but in working with ITM, what has the process been like for you?
It's been probably half the work, for me personally, that it was working with the other two partners. When we return product, we have a department that handles our returns. They call them the RTV people, the return to vendor, for whatever reason. Almost always it's because we've ordered product from overseas and it arrived here in Knoxville. It was not what we ordered, or it was damaged, or just, was basically just fails our quality control inspection. I get that paperwork from that department. I go down there at least once a week, not twice a week, and get the paperwork from them and just kind of look through it. Have a spreadsheet of our exports. And then I just, you know, I work to get the matching import paperwork, the 7501 and all the shipment documents when we imported that product that we just recently exported. And just match that paperwork up, kind of put it all together. I email it over to my partner there at ITM. Doug is great to work with, and he'll get right back with me and say, hey, got it, this is great. Or if he has a question, because, you know, every company probably does things a little differently with SKU numbers and how our paperwork looks. In the beginning, Doug had some few questions. Recently, he has very few, if any. And within no time, he's, you know, asking me, hey, send me more. No, let's get a bigger claim in. It's been really easy. It's been, like I said, a lot less work than with previous partners. So it's been a very good experience, very, very good working experience. You know, in the beginning when we had some issues, you know, I was able to talk with Jay directly. You know, it wasn't like I couldn't speak to the owner or the head guy. He would call me on my cell phone, call my desk phone, email me, and help make sure I understood everything that was going on. And, you know, it was truly, hey, you know, we're partners in this. This is what's going on. This is what we're trying to do to resolve the issue. So it's been great to work with ITM, you know, and currently it's been very simple and very easy. Again, I'm a director of procurement. So besides the jewelry itself here at JTV, my department pretty much purchases everything else for the company, from jewelry boxes to all shipping supplies to copy of paper, to office supplies to lunches, to you name it. And there's only three of us. So one time the company had seven people. So I'm very busy going down to the warehouse and checking our inventory and just ordering supplies but I also do to drawback, which previous people in procurement did not do. So, you know, do drawback is kind of a, oh, and I do that, thing. And thankfully work with ITM, it's been very helpful. Like I said, probably spend half the time, working on duty drawback as I did, you know, with the previous two partners.
Well, I certainly hope that you're getting the appropriate accolades now, as the refunds roll in, because I know that you've been the key person there and, you've been working it hard on your end. But I can't thank you enough, for all the really nice things you've said. A pleased customer is what we aim for, and we want to maximize everybody's drawback returns and make it an easy experience and make it seamless. And it sounds like we've gotten you guys up and running to that level at this point.
Very much so, yes.
Excellent. And we appreciate you choosing us and entrusting us with your drawback program. Thank you so much, Paul, for spending a couple minutes today talking with us and telling us about your experience and JTV, and how your drawback program has been running for you.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime. I'm glad to tell folks about my experience with ITM and honestly how much it's made my life and my job easier.
Excellent. That's so good to hear. Paul, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to continuing our relationship into the future.
You're welcome. Appreciate it. And yes, I look forward to the continued partnership.
We hope you've gained some valuable insight into the world of customs tariffs. our aim is to maximize your duty drawback dollars and boost your bottom line. We hope you'll subscribe to our podcast to stay current with each new episode, in which we'll unveil numerous ways to improve your international trade profitability. Thanks for listening.